This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I know the music played for a little bit, but there's a lot going on at Buckets and Bets right now at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I appreciate Lee Sterling, who joined us in the previous segment. And we're going to keep the fun going as we keep an eye on all the action going on right here. We have a massive screen in front of us with four different games. Ole Miss and UNC just tipped off. And if you're inside at Buckets and Bets, it's like three giant movie screens, movie theater screens, and then a bunch of little tiny screens with live betting lines and lines for spreads and lines for later games as well. I'm telling you, it is the best college basketball viewing experience in South Florida. There are still tickets available for tomorrow and Sunday. Hollywood and Dan Day will be out here tomorrow from noon to 4, right, Hollywood?
Sunday.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Dan Day will be here, though.
Dan
tomorrow.
Day will be here tomorrow.
I'm fraternizing.
Well.
What's up, crowd?
Nice I'm fraternizing.
You,
man, nice good to see you, brother.
Good to see you,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir. Man, I listen to you and Joe every day of morning.
Yeah. I know.
Dropping
I know.
The kids off.
Tough listen, huh? Tough listen.
I agree with that.
I like Joe gives him hell because yeah, Hollywood has some very interesting.
Well, I did a show with Hollywood yesterday, and I understand it now. Like I real I was always a Hollywood defender, but now I get it from
you
Joe.
You work for the Dolphins too, do you?
A very interesting take. I just say my opinion, man.
Okay, because I can't deal with another company Dolphins guy.
Joe's a company man, huh?
Yeah.
So he gets after him yesterday. So you know what he tells me about the Heat? He tells me after they've lost their ninth straight game, he tells me they played hard.
That's not exactly what I said. Not exactly.
Literally what he said. He goes, they're trying. They're best out there.
It's not exactly. It's exactly
word for word what he said.
Hollywood.
Not
Gabe,
exactly.
Gabe Vincent was about to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, he got a pretty good contract.
Jovic is the future Michael Jordan. Like, you should hear this dude.
He got a pretty good contract, did he not, from the LA Lakers? And he's playing pretty well. He's playing pretty well. That's all I'm going to say. You had a finals run with Gabe Vincent.
Look,
now you've lost nine straight games.
Going into it again.
Yeah.
Now listen, I will say this in fairness. I learned how to spin the Hurricanes basketball season pretty well.
Yeah.
Because that's my team. So
I listened.
I learned how to paint a positive picture. Things were not going well, but
we had Coachell on yesterday. Hollywood wasn't exactly, you know, teaching Coachell some new X's and O's since he retired yesterday either. All right. Talk about towing the company line. So here's the deal. I just want to set the scene here because I do have to leave. The Heat play tonight. They're going to beat the Rockets, and I'm going to be at the Kaseya Center. Tip-off is at 8. I get the pregame started at 6:45, but because I'm all the way up here in Hollywood, Florida, well, I got to go, all right? It's going to take me like 3 hours to get down to the Kaseya Center.
Oh, you're way up north.
Yeah. So I got to go. I'm going to leave you in good hands, though. When I say
I don't
good,
know about that.
I should say I'm going to leave you in capable hands.
You know, I think I've lost every bet I've placed in this entire at this tournament so far. I think every single one.
Makes sense.
You're Ofer?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Did you listen to Lee Sterling? You might want to take some advice or something.
Yeah. You know what he's talking about?
he's way better than Hawk and myself are.
Yeah?
Solana doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, I don't know about that. I think me and Lee had a lot in common in some of our picks.
You know what?
To be quite honest.
This is a nice place, and if I can contribute to their success, then, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'd have paid some light bills in here on that roulette.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a roulette guy?
I'm a roulette guy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'd have hit him in the head sometimes, Hollywood, but they done got me a couple times.
What do? You spread it around a little bit?
Spread it around a little bit. 11, 23, 25, 21, 8, 7. You know, we just spread it around, you know. I'm gonna hit the ass in the head tonight.
So Hollywood is gonna hang out for me when I leave here in the first couple minutes of this show. But before we do that, let's do our road to replay before we get to headlines. And don't forget, later this hour, at some point, if Hollywood remembers, you're gonna give away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks at some point.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I would do it now.
No, we're not going to do it.
It's very unlikely I remember.
No, you're going to remember.
I mean, he's not going to remember.
Jimmy, there's no chance for me to.
Jimmy is tasked back at the studio to remind you.
I'm guessing he's not going to remember.
Jimmy will remember. I promise. Jimmy, you'll remember?
Jimmy takes a nap at 4:30. Jimmy, is your nap coming up soon?
I think I'm a little late for a nap.
Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. That'll come up later. Road to Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Cats won last night in overtime. Barkey with the game winner with the Cats on the power play. They're back at it tomorrow. They're going to play the Washington Capitals, and then they're back at home on Sunday. They got the Crosman, Sidney Crosby in town versus the Penguins. That's a sort of three straight. They got Ovi Saturday.
Did you make up a nickname for him?
Actually, it's what everybody calls him. I don't know if you're,
really?
you're paying attention to the NHL, Hollywood, but it's what everybody calls.
I thought they called him Sid the Kid.
No, they call him the Crosman, actually.
Okay. Whatever you say. I'll take your word for it. You're the hockey guy here.
You got Ovi on Saturday, and then you got the Crosman on Sunday. How about Colorado Whatever. State upsetting Penny Hardaway's Memphis Tigers 78-7?
Guess who had Memphis on the money line?
You, of course. We're starting a new segment, Fade Hollywood.
Fade Hollywood.
Fade Hollywood. He had Clemson, the mortgage on Clemson yesterday.
I think my brackets are bust.
Yeah. I'm in first place in our bracket pool.
Are you?
Not to.
Well, I'm not going
to
pay, so whatever.
You know what? I get too personal because, like, I know Penny Hardaway.
Do you?
And I bet on friends. I hate what I do. I do it all the time.
Well, why did you call him before the game and he could have told you we have no chance?
They were in the 5 versus a 12.
I'm saying, well, they were missing their best player. I found that out after I put the bet in.
You know what? That's what I think about. And we need to get on a thread here.
Crowder, I might
need to be on a thread.
When your feet are better, I might need your help because Hollywood just mentioned something. I run the Fantasy Football League for the station. And Hollywood hasn't paid me the $30 entry fee for the Fantasy
League.
This
is true.
And like I've reminded him a couple times, no big deal, $30. I'm not going to get annoying
Put
about
your hands
it.
On him.
But now it's like, hold on a second, bro.
Y'all are right next to each other.
The season ended 2 months ago. Well, I'm looking at you. Can you help me out?
Alana, don't look at me. You're right next to Danny. Put your hands on him.
I have some fantasy basketball winnings coming in the next week or so. So maybe we'll be able to make a payment.
All right. If not, I'm going to have to ask Joe Rose to spot you $30.
Alana,
bucks.
What are you talking about? Put your hands on him. You're a foot away from him.
Well, I mean, you're holding me back. So. Dan Day, let's do headlines here to kick off the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and they're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory, like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Fast and Furious basketball, as you guys know, happening today. Baylor defeated Mississippi State 75-72. Robert Morris fell short to Alabama 90-81. Iowa State just put the finishing touches on Lipscomb, 82-55. Memphis did lose to Colorado State, 78-70. Games that are currently in action, Duke is blowing out Mount St. Mary. Vanderbilt is up 27-18 on St. Mary College of California. And Ole Miss and North Carolina just got underway. Ole Miss is up 11-2.
Yeah, now it's up to 14-4 just because I have it in front. Actually, 14-7. UNC scored a knocked down a triple.
That's a double trouble game for me because I told Joe to take North Carolina as well.
Yeah. I have UNC in this game, and Lee Sterling told us to take UNC money line over Ole Miss as well. Early, though. So early. 15 minutes ago.
I'm going to ride the ACC to the to the poorhouse here, man. I'm gonna ride them all the way.
Yeah, it hasn't really treated you very well, though, huh?
No.
You're an SEC hater too, huh? Yeah. Y'all better learn.
Well, they're trash, so.
Y'all better learn, Hollywood.
You guys are getting beat up out here.
We're coming back with this NIL to change basketball.
And you guys got the NIL, so you had the best conference. But the problem is you got a lot of one-and-doners and me guys, and you'll play good team basketball. And that's what the tournament is about. Just telling you.
Me? Who? What? What? What?
That's why you guys are losing every game you play.
It's about
Alabama almost lost to a high school.
It's about talent. Yeah, Alabama's a ugly, ugly game, but talent wins. Me, guys.
Colorado State, by the way, I said it was an upset. Lee Sterling told us they were favorites over Memphis.
That's the crazy
at the 12 part. At the
no,
at the 12.
It makes
seed.
Sense what Danny just said is that I didn't know their best player was out and all that. Yeah. But I literally saw Memphis. I said, "Oh, Penny's the head coach." And then
But you only play in the SEC if you're about the money. If you're a real team guy, you go to one of the lesser conferences.
Hey, Dabo Sweeney, settle down over there. Okay.
You go to the Relax, other conferences Dabo. For the love of the game. Okay. You're about the money. You're a me guy. You go play in the SEC.
I can't wait until Hollywood gets a scholarship.
Yeah, settle down. What else you got, Dan?
ESPN's most recent mock draft has Cam Ward going number one to Tennessee and has the Dolphins taking Texas cornerback Jahde Barron.
Oh, wow. That's that must be updated today because cornerback, I mean, I'm cool with it if it's best player available, but I don't know. We were talking about it the last couple days, both of us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Hollywood, Crowder wants fat guys up front to protect Tua, whether it's a guard
nasty.
Or tackle, really, who would play guard, but fat guys.
Yeah, he's right. I mean,
big, nasty people.
But you do need a cornerback.
We
that's
do
another,
need somebody opposite Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah.
But just, I'm talking about a guy that's never had dental insurance and, like, and has, you know, never met his uncles or aunts. Like, I want some nasty, heavy-set people to be on this team. I really do. I just.
You're
quickly,
right.
Crazy story. It's funny you say this because I was in Nashville yesterday and there was a bunch of flights delayed. Randomly. I won't say the team. A guy walked up to me, a scout, and he was in Tennessee. He was in Nashville for a pro day.
Mm.
And he's like, you know, we start talking. He's like, you're in Miami. And he said, he was like, I'm one of the, he called himself. He's like, I'm a grunt for this team. I just like watch film and try to prepare for what they're going to do. He said, Miami is a pleasant team. These are the two words he used. He said, pleasant. And I was like, pleasant means soft. He's like, I'm not calling your team soft. He said, cordial. He's like, they do their job, but they really don't try to anything physically extra to anybody.
He's not great looking. He's such a nice guy, though.
I swear, this was a scout for NFL team, said the Dolphins, when he watches them from the outside in, he said, pleasant and cordial. I do not want my team to be pleasant and cordial. I want my team to be nasty.
But you can't just change the identity of your team through one draft, though, right? And they didn't do much during free agency. You can't just change the identity of the team.
What's the big boy, James Daniels?
Yeah.
I don't know his persona. I don't know what he puts off.
His style of play.
Of play. But that, like those guys, Zach Sealer, he's nasty a little bit. But I like Zach Sealer.
But here's the thing. You bring up James Daniels, and I think it's a perfect encapsulation of what this team's identity is. We want to talk about them being soft or not. I don't think they're soft. I don't think intrinsically a football player can be soft. But you know what I do know? This team is banged up a lot. This team's best players who could change the identity aren't on the field. James Daniels is coming off an Achilles tear, and that worries me. So I think he is the perfect encapsulation of what this team is, which is you don't know if they're healthy or not. You don't know if your best players are going to be on the field. So even if James Daniels can be a culture changer, how likely is it that he's going to play 17 games?
Is a one-year contract offensive guard going to change the culture of a team, to Hollywood's point?
Yeah.
Like I think
you're not changing the identity of the team, right?
I'm upset by that. That's what I want.
Well, if you wanted to change the identity of the team, you had to make some serious changes, and that would have started probably in the front office, right? I mean, let's be realistic, right?
Like,
nasty.
Yeah, but
no insurance.
I know. Just listening to you though, you didn't think this brass deserved another year, right? I mean, you pretty much thought this past year was the year
How could anybody even argue that at this point, though?
Yeah.
Like, what would be your argument to say?
Well, the argument is that they drafted Tua, they gave Tua the extension, and he is quarterback this upcoming year, whether you like it or not. And Tua, the coach who brought the best out of Tua, is Mike McDaniel. So to move on from McDaniel, you probably have to move on from Greer.
Right.
You don't want the coaching GM carousel that you have. I'm not telling you I agree with it. That's the argument, though, that we've been talking about, which is, fine, you give them one more year, but this has to be the final year to finally go win a playoff game.
This is the one? This is the final year?
Yeah. Okay. I know. I'm sick of saying it as well, Hollywood.
No, they'll mess around and win, like, 9 games. Everyone will come back.
It's going to be... It was so funny.
We'll just be stuck in this forever.
You think I'm a Tua pessimist?
It's that circle. I just, you know what?
Do an hour of this.
Haven't talked to Hollywood about this. This is, Hawk calls this the Big Three, which is hilarious because we think of the Big Three as the Heat Big Three. There is a trifecta of people that make a football team. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, Hollywood, but I've come around to this because there's no more 2000 Ravens, 2002 Buccaneers. There's no more of that. We'll hold somebody to 10 points for the entire year and win.
Yeah.
So you got to have a damn quarterback. So the trifecta is the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback. If you look at teams, they all do that well. The damn Lions, the Ravens, the Eagles. Everybody has that quarterback, the GM, and they have the head coach. What's the weakest link in our Big Three?
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand people like Tua. I get it. He's got fans, but if you just look at it, I mean, there's not really any debating the fact that the guy's always hurt, right? He's incredibly fragile. That's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't win a big game.
Yeah.
I mean, he just stinks in these big games. He can't play in the cold for some reason. I'm not making this stuff up. It just is what it is.
Who was the guy? Because after talking it out for weeks about it, I settled on McDaniels.
As the weak link?
As the weak link.
Three.
He doesn't even want to be a physical team. If Tua's out, to your point, now the head coach needs to figure out our adjustments of Tua not being there. So, as we looked at it, I was on the Tua thing for a second, and as we talked through with a bunch of people, I was like, you know what? I think Mike McDaniel might be the weak link.
Well, if you had Patrick Mahomes and Mike McDaniel, you'd be okay, but here's the thing, and
we probably don't
have enough time to do this while in this segment, but, you know, Joe and I were always talking about the culture of the team, right? And, you know, can Tyreek Hill continue to act the way he acts and show up late and this and that? And it's like, well, first of all, I don't think you can just change, right? Mike can't just come in there on day one and be like, you know, I'm going to start chopping heads if you're late. And you also, a guy like Tyreek, he holds all the cards. He's got all the leverage in the world. What are you going to do to him? You're going to cut him, trade him? Like, what are you going to do that's going to affect him?
You're going to trade him.
But he'll be fine. He'll be fine. You can't screw with these guys. It's the Jimmy Butler thing, right? You just can't screw with these guys. You got to let them do their thing, and that's just the new age of athlete, right? I know it bothers you guys.
But I don't think they do it to Sirianni. I don't think they do it to even Andy Reid. Sirianni is a kind of butt wipe. Andy Reid's a very nice, pleasant, fluffy dude. But they're not disrespecting Andy Reid. They're not disrespecting Dan Campbell's crazy. Like, there's head coaches that, to your point, this new age athlete knows. It's almost like our kids. Kids know what they can get away with. And I think these players know they can get away with so much with McDaniel.
But if they do, it doesn't matter because the structure's in place with an Andy Reid, that the structure itself and what he provides overshadows whatever the hell Tyreek Hill's doing. And then they say, oh, well, Tyreek wants this much money. Does the risk outweigh the reward? No. Go have fun in Miami. We'll win two Super Bowls back-to-back without you. That's the difference. In Miami, you don't have that structure with your GM, your head coach, and obviously
the quarterback. You don't have any leaders in the locker room either for the most part, right?
And
other thing with Kansas City is
you don't know if he's coming back.
If you don't answer to Mahomes, you don't fall in line with Mahomes, he'll throw your ass out and they'll still win without you.
All right, so we just fixed the Dolphins.
Right?
Go find the next Patrick Mahomes.
I guess.
There you go.
No matter money or whatever, I'm old. You respected Nick Saban. You did not want to upset Nick Saban. When goofy-ass Cam Cameron came in, nobody cared about him liking you or like what?
Yeah.
Come on, guys, let's go. Son of a big buck, let's go get him. Shut up, coach. Like, get out of here with that beat. Like, it's just I don't know. I don't want to say McDaniels is Cam Cameron, but I know he's not Nick Saban.
No, he's definitely not Cam Cameron.
But you know what? It also sucks, though, too, because I think Mike is – I love his demeanor. He's respectful, right, of the players. Like, I like that dynamic. And it just sucks that the players don't respond, and it's almost like they take advantage of it, right? Like,
yes.
That part bothers me too. But
the substitute teacher.
But we only know about that because they're losing games. Make no mistake about it. I don't think this is something new that was happening this year. I think we know about it now because they lose games, because they were 2-6, because they failed to make the playoffs. Had the Dolphins last year made the playoffs, won a playoff game, and Tua stayed healthy, we probably don't have Tyreek Hill quitting. We probably don't hear or find out about players skipping meetings. But that's what happens with the McDaniel shtick, which is player coach,
wow,
quirky,
shtick,
and the stuff. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? You get sick of it when you're not winning, when the results that you want to see aren't being produced. You get sick of it. That's what happens.
Winning heals everything.
It does. It certainly does.
But with losing, now you have to talk about
you don't
situations.
Like it. You don't like it. Hey, look, all of a sudden now you just called Sirianni a pillar of the Eagles organization. Ask Eagles fans how they felt about Nick Sirianni week 2, week 3, week 4 when he was giving them the double birds because they were calling for him to be fired. All of a sudden, he wins a Super Bowl, and Nick Sirianni's job is safe. So it cures absolutely everything.
Those fans are mutants. Trevor's an Eagles fan.
You will take shots at anybody. Hey, it is. Man, he was taking shots.
Look at this. He must have. Would you hear me?
Yeah. He will take shots at everybody. It is unbelievable.
Hey, watch Trevor shoot. Hang on.
See, can we put the camera on him?
Hollywood, I'm not messing with Trevor, man.
Y'all, watch this.
Y'all leave Trevor alone.
Air ball. I got it on camera, too. That's great. All right, Dan Day, wrap up headlines here. Wrap up headlines. I gotta hit it.
Trev,
go to the crowd.
Yeah, what's with the arm flail, bro? What's with the arms?
I saw a little leg kick to the back, not the front either.
He shot it over the backboard.
From 3 feet away.
Oh, real quick, you got an 8 o'clock tip tonight. Heat Rockets. Also, last night, the Panthers did get a 1-0 overtime win against the Blue Jackets. They got the Washington Capitals tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And weather from the Demesman and Dover Law from your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Mostly clear skies and temperatures in the low 70s.
And Dan Day, don't forget tonight, Uruguay plays versus Argentina.
Who?
In the World Cup qualifiers as well, 7:30. That's the original El Clásico in South America.
What's that you said?
Uruguay and Argentina.
And Messi?
Messi is not playing.
No.
He's not playing. Yeah, there you
go.
Is he
sitting?
Today,
a healthy scratch for this game?
Oh, man.
Today is Ronaldinho's birthday, by the way.
His mouth stops working when he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch what he said there.
Unbelievable. Yeah, maybe learn some more
sports. Could you imagine you go
some
to the fair and like Trevor's like talking a big game? He's going to step up to the basketball game and he goes and he shoots like that?
Leave this guy alone, man. Why are you trying to get our show in trouble? People listen in the afternoon that can get us in trouble. Nobody's up at 6:30.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. We
you
have
guys,
immunity.
You guys have immunity at 6:30. Yeah.
Hands on his hip.
I wake up.
I'll leave Trevor alone, man. I want to get home safe.
I wake up to go to the gym at 7 in the morning, and these guys are ripping everybody at 7 a.m., but nobody's up. Nobody's up.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Hollywood's going to take over. Thank you. Seriously, Hollywood.
We'll keep
it
clean, okay?
And, yes, don't worry. We got your replay all set up for you. I sent you everything you need, so you can punt on the next couple hours and a half. Just tee up Dolphin stuff to Crowder. He'll carry you for the next hour and a half. Yeah.
I'm about to start drinking some tequila.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Thank you very much.
Wait,
Hollywood.
North Carolina's getting killed.
Dan Day and Jimmy are back in the studio. Thanks. Hollywood and Crowder, they'll take you up until 6 p.m. We're out here, Buckets and Bets, WQAM. I'll talk to everybody at 6:45. More Hockman and Crowder is coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, te quiero.
Te quiero mucho.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, welcome back here to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Buckets and Bets going on here. Hollywood and Crowder here with you. Solana is off to the Heat game, where hopefully they play hard tonight. And hopefully they get a win, man. 10-game losing streak's ugly. We don't want a 10-game losing streak.
Who are they playing?
Houston. And we got the family fest tomorrow, so we need people in a good mood. And
I like you. You're usually not as optimistic. I'm a big fan. I like these crossovers, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I listen
right
to you
this?
And Joe a lot, so yeah, I don't know if tonight's the night to be optimistic because Houston's rolling right now, brother.
All right. Well, I won't give you the Solana treatment then. we have great views here at Buckets and Bets. We're going to be out here all weekend. We'll be broadcasting live. I'll be back on Sunday with Joe from 12 to 2. If you want to come out, you could just buy tickets right there at the door. We got a buffet over here. We got open bars all over the place. And we have giant movie theater screens with these games on right now. And I will also let you know, Crowder, that if you are not sure what to bet on, the Hard Rock Bet app shows you what everyone else is wagering on, from trending bets to pre-made parlays. You can follow the crowd or fade the public. It is up to you, and you can try your first bet on any sport, basketball, soccer, hockey, MMA, you name it. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's a $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. So there you go.
And my sister and my brother-in-law, is my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, a stepbrother. I always mess. That's brother-in-law.
You lost.
My sister's husband.
Sister's husband.
That brother, I think it's
brother-in-law. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So they just came here. Yeah. But I'll say, as you're speaking about the Hard Rock, I bring my family. We live in Davie. We're like 12 minutes away from here. I bring my family all the time. We stay here. We go. If you haven't been to that damn pool out back, it is amazing.
I hear it's very nice, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They have cabanas. They have pools everywhere. They have the chairs are sitting in the pool, man. If y'all don't take advantage of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, you're crazy.
Are you a big pool guy?
I love the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the pool with the kids. You got your baby, man.
You have to. I know. That's why, you know what, you had to bring that up. I've been enjoying myself so much out here. They're off school today, so my poor wife's been with them all day, and I've just been here watching basketball. I came straight after the morning show.
I got a couple numbers that you can call, but you got to bring the family out here, man. We do it all the time.
All right.
Like, we go on a vacation, but we're 10 minutes away from our house because the hotel, it's so nice.
That is
the pool
nice.
Is so nice, man. And, hey, the kids are eating. Okay, I'm going to run over here and play roulette for 10 minutes. It's a perfect little setup, man, Dan. I'm telling you.
I want to see you at the roulette table. I want to see how you do out there.
I do okay or I do terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you a big Vegas guy?
I do.
You get out to Vegas a lot?
We go with the podcast.
Yeah.
So we go out there a lot because a lot of guys go out there. So we do. And I'm an Aria guy. I have a hookup at the Aria.
Yeah?
And yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Vegas is fun.
Yeah,
I don't do the shows and all. I'm a grown man. I gamble and I drink and I talk crap. Okay.
So I just went with my wife about 2 weeks ago, and we did shows. And
What
does that make?
Did you want a show, or did you?
I actually picked both of them, to be honest with you.
So you're a show guy.
Yeah.
Like to go.
We saw David Blaine. You know, the magician.
Magician guy.
Yeah.
The crazy one.
Yeah, David Blaine.
Oh, man.
We saw a show at the Sphere. Come on, man.
I wanted to go. I haven't been to the Sphere. I've been there since the Sphere was around.
We can't make fun of it and then go.
I know, but
don't make fun of it and then go, okay?
Okay. I like the experience, but, yeah, let's go see David Blaine, you know, levitate, or I could try to win 10 grand on this roulette table. I think I'm going roulette.
Well, you know, when I got to find the $5, you know, minimum bet tables for me, but we got college hoops going on right now. We've been talking about the Dolphins, the Heat are going on as well. The Dolphins thing is like the never-ending thing, and I know we were talking about that earlier. I just think it's funny. I was talking about it with Solani yesterday, and you know, Jimmy Butler and Tyreek to me are like they're always going to be tied together because they quit in the same week, if you recall.
Yes.
How would you handle Tyreek Hill? Because I think you have to handle him with kid gloves. You cannot ruffle his feathers because he has the potential to cause a disaster situation.
To snap to millennial is what I like to say.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, to millennial.
Yeah.
I like you said, I don't want to say it's too far gone, but I actually, it's funny, I wrote a list. I'll find it, but it was like, it was a different style of play. It was a different style of human being that was in the locker room when I played, where, like, you wouldn't have that, like, that guy that throws a hissy fit.
It just wasn't an issue.
It wasn't a thing. Like, if you think about it back in the day, nobody threw hissy fits or got upset. Like, alphas, my list. You see, it's called Ultimate Alphas.
I see that.
And I don't know. And I hate questioning. Like, we were talking about earlier with the cordial or the pleasant team. But, like, these ultimate alphas, like, it used to be a time. Remember Keith Traylor? And it was funny, Joe. We're going to talk to Joe in a second. We're going to playback Joe. Where I brought up, he was telling a story about Keith Traylor. And I was like, oh, you're telling a truck story. He was like, yeah. But it was like the first day of hitting, the first day of 9-on-7, which is just a run. There's no passing. It's just everybody bashing each other heads in. I would have to warn the young offensive linemen and running backs. I was like, bro, Big Truck's about to try to kill y'all today. No, Truck's my dude. I was like, yes, he's your friend. We've been out. We've had dinner. Today, he's about to earn his money on this afternoon. And it was just, it was what it was. Ronnie Brown, who's my best friend, like godfather to his kids, he broke my face mask at practice. Like, it was just like, this is how football was, but it was a different style of play. So when you play with guys like that, with those two, and I have other stories, but it just would never be. So I think a alpha male team leader could really go talk to Tyreek, but I don't think an organization is built where he's going to listen to an administrator about this.
So I always got to listen to, like, Joe and Bo Camper, and you know, they talk about the practices nowadays, right? And I sit with them at training camp. And they just, I mean, they just can't take it, right?
Can't deal with it.
Because the practices are, they're weak, right? And it is funny because we go from UM, we watch UM fall practice, and those guys are, I mean, they, I don't know if you've been out there, they practice.
They get after it. Yeah.
The Dolphins, and it was even a joint practice, and they're running around in shorts, and they're playing music, and that's the new world, and that's just how it is. And I don't know if other teams are doing that, but the Dolphins do. I mean, does it bother you? Do you care?
It upsets me. And with the Dolphins, even the thing, A.J. Brown thing, where he's reading a book on the sideline. Mm. You know, like, I do think athletes are changing. LeBron concerned for Stephen A. talking about his kid and KD having burner accounts. Like, when I look at Tyreek, it's not just Tyreek. It's a new age superstar that are very sensitive and insecure almost to me.
Well, it's funny you brought up LeBron, right? Because LeBron, with the decision, essentially started everything with the athlete holds the cards, right?
Yes, but they hold the cards, but then they're sensitive. So I want you to praise me, but if I do something wrong or if my son's bad at basketball, you know, don't say anything about him. He's terrible. He's bad at basketball. I said it 100 times. Like, I don't know, LeBron runs up on me if he wants to, like Stephen A., but like, he should not be in the NBA.
Yeah, of course he's terrible. But he's LeBron's kid, and I'm okay with it. I can live with it, right? LeBron has given enough to the game where and God bless the guy. He plays more than most of these other guys do.
Yes.
So
and Michael Jordan couldn't get his son into the NBA because he wasn't still playing. Like, there's some sons that have played. Tim Hardaway's son can really play basketball.
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr. can play basketball. It's another guy. I just saw another guy. Is it little Scottie Pippen?
There is a little Scottie Pippen running around out there, yeah.
And can play. Yeah. Like, I saw him take over a game. Okay, well, little Scottie can play. Bronny.
You know, little Jordan, by the way, and then the Pippins, they have a little thing. You remember that, right? The young Jordan was dating the Pippen mom.
Oh, yeah, Larissa. I saw Larissa one time and took off running. I was like, I don't, that just seems like if you're around Larissa, something's going to go bad. I saw Larissa at a Floyd Mayweather fight at the Hard Rock.
Yeah?
Walked into the little VIP. She's standing there. I turned into a hermit, and I said, nope, and I took off running the other way. I went and got some fettuccine alfredo or something.
Who do you think that pissed off most? Is it MJ pissed off about that one? Is it Pippen?
No, Scotty.
Scotty?
If you see it, Scotty's upset about the whole Jordan Pippen thing, where Jordan is like, I'm Michael Jordan. Like, y'all leave me alone about this. If you watch, like, the Last Dance or any of that stuff, you see, like, Jordan's kind of, like, sitting back like, no, well, you know, that upset me a little bit. And Scotty will go in and snap and go crazy. And, yeah, so I think the Pippins are the Pippins are more stuck on it than the Jordans.
Scotty had a rough go with that Last Dance thing, man. That was that was not pretty.
Yeah.
Man, I just think the Dolphins, it's you know, culture thing from top to bottom. I think the Heat are going through it a little bit right now, too. Yeah. And you know what? They allowed Jimmy Butler to do what he wanted to do for a while, and – you know, I was talking to Solana about this yesterday. I don't know where the Heat go from here. They got a lot of things to figure out, but this thing just, it hasn't worked. And you know what? I hate to say this, but Pat Riley at some point is not going to be there anymore to make the decisions. So you know, there's going to have to be a shift at some point.
I trust Pat Hollywood to figure it out.
I do too.
But like you're saying, is Pat ready for another? Because it's really a rebuild. I know people hate the phrases. Rebuild, retool, re-whatever. Call it what it is. This team right now is on a 9-game losing streak. We know Bam's not a one. Tyler's not a one. Like, how do you figure out that guy? We bring up KD because the Suns don't like that doing much. Like, does KD come in? Is it KD, Bam, Tyler? How do you figure that out? Because you're going to have to get rid of one of them. Like, this is an entire rebuild of this team. And the Heat culture doesn't look like much when you're not going to the playoffs and winning games either. So this is the whole thing. Is Pat ready to redo this? Because I believe in the Heat brass more than I believe in the Dolphin brass. Spo is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Pat's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is Chris Greer a football Hall of Famer? Is McDaniel a head coach Hall of Famer? No, they're not. So no. I believe in that side more than this side, but how long does Pat really want to do?
Spo may be the best coach in the NBA. I mean, he always gets voted that. Like, and I know everyone's like, you know, it goes off the rails and they want to fire him, but he might be the best coach in the NBA.
Answer this, because I got hot the other day when I saw they talked about Spo on national TV.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's not as good as we thought. You give Spo OKC's roster. You give Spo the Houston roster. You give Spo the Celtics. You give Spo the Nuggets.
How about you give Spo the Heat of 2 years ago?
When they're going
that to the finals.
When they're going to finals.
Yeah.
You give Spo these other rosters, he is better, the same record or better. OKC might have a 15-game lead if he's their head coach.
Yeah.
So I really do at this point hate when people question Spo. That's one of my biggest pet peeves in South Florida.
You got to be careful, though, which NBA shows you're watching, because I don't know, you watch the ESPN stuff. The ESPN stuff is a little dicey.
Little shit. Well, now they're fighting.
Well, Stephen A's always yelling at you. I always talk about the Stephen A. Whenever I put Stephen A on, he's always looking right at you, right? Like he makes eye contact with you and he's yelling at you.
Screaming at
you. Angry about something. Like, what is he always so angry about?
He's always mad and he's yelling, and then Shannon Sharp now wants to scream. Shannon got louder with Stephen A on his back. Like they're putting batteries in each other's back. It's weird, man. It's weird. Now Shaq and Kenny and Charles are taking shots at Kendrick Perkins. Like, yeah, I enjoy drama, but yeah, this is going crazy.
All right, I think we have to take a break here. If I stick to Solana's format, is that, as far as you know, is that correct?
Yeah, we get out about 53.
Okay, so we'll do this. We'll take a pause. We'll come back. We are live here. By the way, could it be any nicer outside?
This is beautiful.
Oh, my this God, man.
Beautiful.
This is pool weather.
Yeah, that's why. This why is... did you left the babies at the house then?
Yeah.
Should have brought the babies.
Well, why don't you get us taken care of here? We'll spend the weekend. I'm spending the weekend here basically anyway. We're at Buckets and Bets here at the Hard Rock. Come on by. Join us. We got plenty more games to go today. The games are going to go all the way up until midnight. We got a buffet, open bars all over the place. So we're out here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino having a great time. We will take a pause. The 5 o'clock hour is coming up next on QAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give it to me, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.